Le coin palestinien.
Le coin palestinien.
The Palestinian radio program from Montreal.
Every Monday from 11:30 a.m. to 12 o'clock noon. Chaque lundi de 11h30 jusqu'à midi. Rukn Palestine, برنامج الراديو الفلسطيني من مونتريال.
كل اثنين من الساعة 11:30 صباحا إلى 12:00 ظهرا.
Palestine is free. Palestine is free.
Hi and welcome to Le Coin Palestinien, the Palestinian radio program from Montreal. And this is CKUT 90.3 FM. You have just listened to a song performed by a member from Mosaic, an Arabic folklore and songs from Toronto, Ontario, at the end of the demonstrations in Ottawa last Saturday to commemorate the second intifada of Al-Aqsa and the massacre of Sabra and Shatila in Lebanon. Last Thursday, by the way, Dr. Ismail Zaid, a professor of pathology, the Faculty of Medicine at Dalhousie University of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and a native of Beit Nuba of the West Bank, which was demolished to construct the notorious Canada Park near Tel Aviv, he delivered a lecture at McGill University entitled The Palestine Story, A Legacy of Ethnic Cleansing and Disposition. Our program now will play the question period Mr. Bruce Katz, was the chairperson. He's the co-president of the PAJU, the Palestine Jewish Unity in Montreal. Please.
Let me just say quite clearly that the idea of expelling Jews from Palestine is not an idea that I would accept under any circumstances. The idea is basically that for Palestinians and Israelis to live in peace together with no expulsion of either side. Basically, this notion about the 1947, my objection to the 1947 resolution, first of all, that it was an unjust resolution. It's a resolution that gave, as I said, to one-third of the population who were mostly recent immigrants, who owned 5.6% of Palestine, gave them 56% of Palestine. This was an unjust resolution that was not accepted by the Palestinians. The notion also about Jordan and Egypt and so on is absolutely nonsensical. The notion of there was in 1949 an armistice agreement that was supposed to be followed by implementing the 181 resolution and returning the occupied territories that were occupied in excess of the partition resolution. And Israel refused to do that. This was, as I said, part of the resolution number 273, which was admitted Israel to the United Nations, that it was to implement resolution 181, the partition. Israel never accepted that, and hence the occupation by Egypt and Jordan of the Gaza Strip and was remained until the final peace solution was achieved. There is also the notion, many people often stated, that the Arabs invaded Israel on 15th of May 1948. This is a complete falsehood. But basically, the Arab Jordanian and Arab armies entered Palestine on the 15th of May 1948 after Israel had already occupied scores of towns of villages that were supposed to be part of the Palestinian state, and also have driven already by that time 350,000 Palestinians out. And if you want the statement by Mr. Ben-Gurion and so on, who said that had the Arab armies not come in, we would have taken the whole of the territory. That is what Ben-Gurion said. And as far as the partition scheme is concerned, if you read Mr. Menachem Begin, he said, and I can quote him, he said, Menachem Begin said, the partition of the homeland is illegal, it will never be recognized. So Jewish population in Palestine, until the Balfour Declaration, in fact, the people who were living there had lived in peace with the Arabs, and have in fact opposed the Balfour Declaration and the creation of a Zionist state. The fact that in fact the Jews under Muslim rule have received extraordinary